143. I'm taking the gavel as Senator Munson is the prime on this bill. Senate Bill 143 is a bill to revise certain provisions related to the residency of the directors of certain domestic insurers. Senator Munson.
Thank you, Senator. We have with us today Doug Hayek, who will be the proponent on this bill. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Hayek, welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Doug Hayek. I'm a registered lobbyist for the First Dakota Indemnity Company. First Dakota Indemnity Company is very good. It's been involved in a lot of workers' compensation.
Insurance. And it is owned by three entities, but the majority owner of the company is an out-of-state insurance-related company. And SDCL 58.5.59 requires that domestic insurance companies be governed by a board of directors, the majority of whom are residents of South Dakota, and also requires that that directors be shareholders. Now, that's kind of the general rule of 58.5.59, but over the years there have been some exceptions carved out that really have mostly to do with ownership. And so there were a couple of earlier exceptions, one that was for insurance companies where there are more than 1,000 shareholders, and another one where less than 1% of the company's shares are owned by South Dakota residents. What this bill does is say that if a South Dakota domiciled insurance company is owned or controlled by an out-of-state insurance holding company, that the residency requirements do not apply. And that's basically what the bill does. If a insurance company is controlled by South Dakota residents, then the majority of the directors would still have to be residents of South Dakota in that event. But when it is owned by an out-of-state company, that would not apply. And in our company's case, this acquisition actually was fairly recent, and I think it was last year. Just the idea that an out-of-state company can buy a company in South Dakota and then require, but the statute requires that a majority of the directors be residents of South Dakota, it just does not work very well from the shareholders' standpoint. I think that's basically the bill. We've visited with the insurance division about this, and I think Darla Lyons may be speaking about it also.
Thank you, Mr. Hayek. Any questions of Mr. Hayek? Seeing none, further proponents of Senate Bill 143.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Darla Lyon with the Division of Insurance. We did work with proponents of this bill, and let me just say that the reason that we even have a requirement for directors to be in state, you know, originally was simply so that we have information as to who they are, where they are, and they're readily accessible to us. Times have changed, and so certainly when a company merges or acquires a South Dakota company and they're an out-of-state company, certainly when they have control, they want to be able to select or elect their own directors. And so as long as we know who they are, where we can find them, people all over the country are more readily accessible than they used to be, and so we have no problem with this bill and are in full support.
Any questions? Seeing none, any further proponents of Senate Bill 143? Further proponents? Are there any opponents to Senate Bill 143? Any opponents? Seeing none, we'll close to committee discussion and disposition. Is there a motion? Senator Valesky.
I'd move due pass on Senate Bill 143.
Second.
It's been moved by Senator Valesky and seconded by Senator McCracken to send Senate Bill 143 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Secretary will call the roll.
Move. McCracken?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Valesky?
Aye.
Whiting?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
Munson?
Aye.
6-0.
Senate Bill 143 will go to the floor with a due pass recommendation.